Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We also have Skype, if you would like to Skype into the show tonight. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to send a contact request on over to us on Skype. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come through. Once again, that's username lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I teased this one last night. I didn't get a chance to get to the story. Found it originally over at copblock.org, and it was, posted, the original article was posted at truthvoice.com by friend of the show, Virgil Vaduva. Now, he did not witness this happen, but he has he's written about it, because we've actually had Virgil on the show. He's a independent photojournalist who's been arrested a couple of times, once for civil disobedience and once for basically just doing his job as a photojournalist. So he's reporting for truthvoice.com here out of Gainesville, Florida, where it's not hard to imagine that this surreal story does not originate in a nation run by a violent warlord. Or maybe it does. But it actually comes from Florida, where Lucas Jewell, a resident of Gainesville, noticed local members of the Alachua County Sheriff's Department. Now, this is the same town, by the way, where, you know, the big college is, University of Florida.
Yes.
Gainesville, Florida. They were riding through town in a tank-like armored vehicle that appeared to be a Lenco Bearcat. Now, those of us on the show here are intimately familiar with the Lenco Bearcat, given that the Keene Police Department, we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, had acquired one back in 2012, and there was quite a bit of pushback here in Keene. In fact, the very first time the company had ever had any kind of a pushback against its efforts to bring these Bearcat devices, which cost around $300,000, to various different towns around the country. Big cities, even small towns like, you know, Keene, New Hampshire, with a population of 25,000, their police departments have been given grants from the federal government to get these Bearcats. And they are very scary devices. They are generally, you know, painted in a militaristic, either black or olive green style.
Yeah, they're an armored truck with a turret, usually.
And gun ports as well.
But armored trucks have gun ports.
They can even arm this truck up with a special gas injection unit where they can pierce a door of a home or so, or a wall or something like that, and inject poisonous gas or whatever knockout gas they would use to really disorient the people who are inside.
Yeah, I think that worked out great with the Branch Davidians.
Yeah, it sure did, didn't it?
The suspension's a little different, so they're set up higher than an armored truck usually. Because the question you really have to ask yourself is, who the hell's buying these things, and why are they buying them if you can just get a used armored truck to do the same job?
Well, the only person buying them, or the only people buying them, are police departments. So Lenco will not sell one to you.
The police departments aren't buying them. The federal government is buying them and giving them to police departments.
True.
That's true. I think they actually, you know,
this is just another welfare program.
Yeah. I'm not sure who cuts the check ultimately. I don't know if the feds cut a check to the city and then the city makes the purchase, or if the feds just cut the check directly, but ultimately it doesn't really matter. Anyway, they're driving through the streets in the Bearcat, and ultimately they pull this guy over with the Bearcat. Jewel believes
crazy.
This is a gross abuse of taxpayers' dollars, just the idea that they're riding around in this thing. And as opposed to the militarization of police, he found this display of military hardware on public roads offensive and showed the individuals riding in the tank his middle finger and proceeded to continue on his journey. Now, this is protected speech.
Yep, there's a lot of evidence for
to
that.
To be able to flip,
it's rude.
to be able to flip a cop a bird or to tell a cop, F you. is classic protected speech, and there have been instances of the police harassing people for doing those things, and ultimately the police losing subsequently up to, I believe, the Supreme Court level.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to these police officers. They're not going to face any fines for it.
Yeah, I actually flipped off the Bearcat this morning.
Right?
Yeah,
this morning.
This morning or this afternoon, I was riding around with James, and we happened to see it turning on to Marlboro, and I flipped it a nice healthy bird.
Wow, it's out there. It's out there more often than I guess I expected. They've been kind of cautious to not use it so much around here because there are a lot of people who are paying attention to the use of the Bearcat here. So every 6 months, the Keene police have to give a report to the city council as to what were the uses of the Bearcat in that 6 month period. So at least up here, even though we have this monstrosity, at the very least, there are interested parties who are keeping an eye on this thing.
How many gallons per mile does it take to power that thing?
Yeah, it's got to be very poor on its gas mileage. I mean, it's already, I think, like a Ford 350 or an F-350 sort of underneath that they put a new shell on, if you will. And I imagine that all that armor doesn't help it with its gas mileage. So
I imagine this gas mileage is well sub 10 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, I suspect you're right about that. The deputies from the sheriff's department, however, had other plans for Mr. Jewell after he flipped them the bird. They followed him closely for several blocks and then decided to pull him over in an attempt to punish and intimidate him. What appears to be a paramilitary group of individuals exits the armored vehicle and immediately proceeds to assault Mr. Jewell, accusing him that he was receiving oral sex from his girlfriend and that his middle finger gesture constituted what they called an improper hand signal in violation of Florida traffic law. The suggestion that a middle finger raised in the air was intended to be a traffic hand gesture is ludicrous, but it didn't stop these cops from attempting to bully Jewell into submission.
Hmm.
And these cops are in full camo gear, by the way. There's screen caps on the page over at Truth Voice of these guys. They've got sheriff emblazoned across them.
You think they're all jacked up?
Did they take the rifles out?
I doubt it. You think they're all jacked up on the, we got the Bearcat out, and we got the camo out, and you
why
flip
not?
Us a bird?
Yeah, why wouldn't they be
who
jacked
the heck
up?
Do you think you are?
Well, didn't we just talk about the police being adrenaline junkies, some of them, last night? Yeah, so why wouldn't they be jacked up about that?
Well, not to mention there's a lot of steroid abuse amongst police, and
it's
that
true.
Makes you crazier.
So the suggestion here, the video was provided to Truth Voice by Lucas Jewell, and it illustrates the level of militarization that local police forces are reaching, including patrolling U.S. streets and using military vehicles to enforce minor traffic violations or punish peaceful citizens for protected speech. Now, the video itself is about 14 minutes long, so we're not going to play it on the air, but at one point, Lucas actually informs the officer of, you know, hey, look, man, there are court decisions here that have determined this is clearly protected speech. And the cop makes some comment like, look, I don't know about any court decisions, but that was an improper hand signal and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
as though he's making a left turn or signaling that he was going to take his car upward.
As these police officers were properly informed, it was considered protected speech, and that's been cemented by a number of federal court cases. That did not deter the cops from pursuing various accusations against Jewell, none of which were sound or reasonable. Fortunately, a crowd started to gather and take pictures, which prompted Mr. Jewell to start chanting, "Tell me what a police state looks like! This is what a police state looks like!" After this, the cops gave him a warning for the improper hand signal and let him go. Regardless how one feels about making an obscene gesture towards the police,
I think it's highly unwise.
The bottom line is such a gesture is protected constitutionally, and nobody should be harassed for it, especially by heavily armed, thuggish individuals riding around in what appears to be a tank through downtown Gainesville, Florida. Well, Mark, I understand you're saying that it's unwise, but, I mean, are you saying that people should shut up, they should clam up, they shouldn't express themselves for fear of what these guys might do?
I don't think that it's a good way to get across your opinion. There's far better ways where you can explain yourself far better. You know, just a flipping of the bird doesn't really...
Yeah, but it might feel good.
I find it cathartic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
There's risks involved. I mean, do you think the people who flip the cops off don't realize they might be taking a risk by doing that? I mean, if you don't think so, then...
I think that after the court case that came out that said that you were allowed to flip cops of the bird, that probably more people are like, huh, I guess I'll get away with it. But what they don't realize is there's a lot of pain in the butt between the flip and the court decision where you get away with it.
No doubt.
But it hasn't been just getting away with it. People have been winning civil judgments against
it. Exactly. So it could actually make you some money. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Bearcat, this armored tank, armored personnel carrier that can have a 50 cal mounted to the top. It's got gun ports, can have a gas, like a poisonous mustard gas kind of injection system or whatever kind of gas, I guess they use, tear gas, etc. It's a pretty dangerous vehicle, and it definitely makes the police look scarier than they've ever looked. And now on the streets of Gainesville, cops are suited up in camouflage, and they're riding around in this thing and pulling people over, apparently. We'll continue the story here in moments.
We recently tried. As a matter of fact, Rich is trying, as you know, just about as we speak here. You just
should I try it again?
During,
I can do that.
During the break, tried this Cabernet Sauvignon Lot 439 from Cameron Hughes Wines. So you go to chwine.com and taste this really great cab. It is from a famous Napa Valley vineyard, and it sells for super high-end premium wine prices. But you can get it now because it's sold out every place else. This is the only place you can get it. This is a radio-exclusive offer. This week only, get this amazing cab for 20% off of the regular price that they were selling it at of Cameron Hughes. And what Cameron Hughes does is takes high-end wines and then discounts them like 70 or 80%. And then sells them to you. This is 20% off that additionally. So go to chwine.com, use our code FTL by clicking on the microphone in the upper left. You enter the code, you'll save 20% off of this. I believe some other select wines. This one is only this week, and it should be eaten with red meat. It's a very full-bodied cab. It's an excellent wine. And use coupon code FTL, and you'll save also on the shipping. So you get free shipping on all the wines at chwine.com, and you'll save 20% on this bottle and other select wines. chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left. Use coupon code FTL.
Yeah, it's excellent. I'm looking forward to trying it again. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'm wondering if you how it goes with wine. We tasted it last night when we opened it, but does it continue?
We opened it Sunday night.
Sunday night?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was the night before last then. Okay, so does the taste change over time? I don't know.
I suspect a wine expert would probably say yes, but I'm not a wine expert, so I doubt I'll be able to tell you whether that's the case.
Well, Rich? I'm not a wine expert either, but it's good.
If you leave wine uncorked, there's a virus, I believe, that will move into it and turn it into vinegar.
Okay, but the virus won't infect you. Just
No, you won't get sick from it. But it may be a bacterium. I can't remember.
So you'll know it when you taste it. I imagine it'll last for several days, though, prior to something like that happening. I guess someone who can look up on the internet could probably figure that question out or figure the answer out to that. Let's go to your phone calls, and then we'll talk more about the Bearcat rolling through the streets of Gainesville, Florida, pulling people over. Because, militarization of the police, it's a real thing. Let's go first, though, to Derek, listening in Mississippi. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
How you doing?
Derek, hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, my personal comment, having to deal with the law before, the law, they can be very outspoken, and they kind of harass people, but a lot of people get scared of the law because the law intimidates them.
Well, yeah. I mean, the police are, they're trained to be intimidating, and that's what they do. They want to intimidate their victims, so the victims are, rolling over and easily bending over for the police, grabbing their cash, handing it to the cops, through the court system, of course. They wouldn't take bribes or anything like that.
I think police are trained to control crowds and control individuals through the force of their personality. It's certainly preferable to getting shot.
I thought they were trained to do it through force of arms.
Mm-hmm. Derek, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I just say, I mean, my personal opinion on that, you know, they use their authority and their privileges, you know, to get information whenever they want something. You know, I don't think that's right, but you know, they do what they gotta do.
Well, they do what they can get away with, which is almost anything. Thank you, Derek, for your call tonight. They train these cops to be intimidating, and any cop who's honest will certainly tell you that. Not only are they trained to be intimidating, but they're trained to tell lies as well. If they can get you to admit to committing some sort of non-crime by lying to you about what your buddy just said to them, which, you know, may be completely fabricated, like if Rich, you and I were pulled over and the cops separated us, one of the cops might come up and say, hey, look, Ian, your buddy Rich over there just gave you up. He said you're the one who had that bag of marijuana or whatever. You know, they completely lie, even though you never said that to the cop. They could say that to try to make me think that that actually happened, and then they use that technique to turn people against one another and, you know, get them to snitch on each other.
Mm. And then you're like, yeah, I had a bag of marijuana, but so did he.
And then you're under arrest. So, you know, this is not good. This is not the kind of police that I want. I want, you know, cops. If we're going to have cops, I want the ones that are oriented towards peace. I want the ones who, you know, they're going to break up a fight rather and send the guys home rather than arresting both of them, if possible.
Dueling is essentially a victimless crime. It might be really bad form. It might be a poor choice.
Not every fight's a duel, but yes, yeah, sure.
Well, if it's not, then it's an assault, and somebody really does need needs a little justice at that point, in my opinion.
Yeah. Send the drunk guy home, take him home, rather than, you know, taking him to jail. That's the kind of, I'd like to see policing with more compassion like that, personally. But when you've got these militarized cops with their battle gear on, I mean, that's what these guys look like in this video. I'll post it over on our Facebook and Twitter. The guys rolling out of this Bearcat in Gainesville look like they are, you know, they're a military squad. I mean, that's the way they're dressed. That's what they're wearing. And the dudes even have, like, military-looking tattoos on and everything. They literally look like they stepped out of Fallujah. So we can continue here. Mike's in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. To answer your question, Ian, you were wondering about the wine, particularly red wine, how long it will last. My buddy Craig, who I used to work with at the liquor store in New Hampshire, he said when it comes to red wine, excuse me, I got a cold, you want to kind of drink it one bottle probably within the day, just because it might keep, but it's not going to taste same. It will eventually start to turn to vinegar. That usually will take a lot longer than a day or so.
Good news, Rich. There's a bottle of wine to drink.
Yeah.
Ruby.
We can handle that.
I can help you with that.
Hey, Mike, I know you were calling about a different reason. Stand by. We'll bring you back here for that in a moment. And more about the Bearcat pulling a man over for flipping the bird toward the police. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Plus, Liberty Maniacs t-shirts are under attack again, legally, this time from the Hillary Clinton campaign.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Bearcat is rolling through the streets of Gainesville, Florida, and pulling people over. At least one guy. He got it on video. And this was after he flipped the bird to the police. They were rolling, you know, driving around in their Bearcat like a bunch of, you know, boys with their toy. And he gave him the bird. They pulled him over for supposed improper hand signal and allegedly receiving a BJ from his girlfriend.
I'm not sure you can. That's an offensive thing to say. I'm not sure you can talk about who's being.
That's what the cops say.
I know. It's offensive.
Okay.
But I'm not sure you can talk about being more immature in the circumstance. Right. Like, these guys are out like they're playing with their big giant Tonka truck. There's no doubt about it. But yeah. This dude flips off somebody riding down the road for not particularly any good reason.
Yeah, there's a good reason. These guys are an occupying military force, and he's upset about it.
You think that bird flipping
reason.
Did anything about it? Anything about
made
that?
Made him feel better.
They let him know he was uncomfortable with
it. Yeah, that's
if
right.
If nothing else, I mean, they think we love them. They really do. They're so full of themselves.
No, they don't.
They think a lot of people love
persecuted.
Them.
Persecuted. They believe themselves to be a persecuted class. That's why they bunch up and they have the thin blue line, because the rest of the world, the civilians, don't know what our life is like.
There's cops getting compliments from people all the time. I've seen it happen. There was a guy who put up a sign down the street here from the LRN studios after the police were hurting people down at the riots, the Pumpkin Fest riots that happened here in October. One of the cop suckers in the neighborhood actually took the time to make a custom clapboard sign and put it up in front of his house just to thank KPD for the wonderful job they're doing. And so there's plenty of cop suckers out there.
There certainly are. Yeah. But
now, I will say that KPD is probably one of the best, if not the best, police department I have ever interacted with. I mean, out of the people who have arrested me, you know, I've never been beat up by KPD.
Right.
You know, and
no, I give them credit for
that. I've done things in the square that, you know, if I'd done them back in Detroit, they'd have been clubbing us like baby seals.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean, the fact that they're nice about it doesn't mean that they're not enforcing the same unjust laws that all the other police departments in the nation are enforcing.
Or at least
they're
a good portion of them.
They're enforcing marijuana laws. They're out there enforcing prostitution laws.
I tend to agree with your assessment, Rich, that the Keene police are a cut better than other cops, other police departments out there. That has been my experience. And I will compliment them when they do the right thing, too. If they're actually going after a violent criminal or something like that, I'll tell them thanks for doing the right thing in that particular case. I think it's important to give them feedback. Anyway, let's go back to Mike in Oregon. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. What were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, so not too happy right now. I just had $432 stolen from me by
the
state of Oregon. Yeah. I, quote-unquote, owed them money that I didn't pay in during the year. And I just had to cut them a check for $432, and I'm not too happy about it.
And, is this like an income tax?
Oregon has got an income tax, yes.
What's the percentage?
If you don't like it, move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You move from New Somalia. There's always Somalia.
New Hampshire.
I don't know what the actual percentage is. I can look that up later. But either way, I mean, I'm still out. And the reason is I was working two jobs last year. And the other job, they only took like $20 out for the whole year. So it's like, you know, now I got to pay in. And it's like, I've come to realize, I'm like, the reason I supposedly owe all this money was because I actually did something that I felt was right. And I work for a car rental company out here. I clean out the rental cars and I vacuum them out, make them look good. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a ton of fun.
Cool.
And I was working a lot of hours during the summer in the hot sun, long nights, and the way our union contract set up, anything over 8 hours is considered overtime, and also 40 hours. So, and I only make $9.25 an hour. So what I did was I claimed 12 on both state and federal. And it's like, I brought home granted I was getting some overtime, but I brought home a decent paycheck. Like every 2 weeks, I was able to put some money away. I was able to pay the bills off.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I've come to the conclusion that you don't need a super high paying job and a college degree and all this to get some, a decent amount of money. But because of the parasitic nature of this criminal gang called the state, we have to pay this now. So now you have to go out and get that high paying job to make up for what's being stolen from you. And it is being stolen from you. It's not being, it's not some sort of service you're getting in return, because I've never used this service, nor do I ever want it.
There might be services, but you can't provide services to people and without them asking. Then
I can't come pay your house or paint your house and then demand you give me money.
Right. If I come to your house and I paint it and then demand that you pay me what I wish to be paid, which is likely somewhere between 1.5 as much or 7 times as much, depending on the government program, sometimes even beyond that, then I'm some kind of lunatic thief. But if I get some friends together, we're a lunatic gang of, crazy house painting thieves.
Right.
And, well, but if I get everybody if I get a majority of people, voting people in a geographic area to do it, we're just the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what's broken.
That's something that Ian, when you and your friends went to go talk to John McLean about that, about demanding you pay for something that was, you know, that you didn't ask for. And he said, oh, it's not really like that at all. Remember that conversation?
You're talking about the city manager of Keene, New Hampshire, not the character from Die Hard, although they do have similar sounding names. But yeah, there was a conversation we had with John McLean here in Keene several years ago that I put on video, and actually a lot of people, I've had a few people tell me they really thought that was a good combo, where we were discussing the, you know, where's the obligation to pay taxes and property taxes, and, you know, kind of where that all comes from.
And if we didn't have to pay these taxes, every dollar taken from the private sector and individuals is one less dollar that they actually have to put in to, you know, making their own property look better, making their house
sure.
better, making their, you know, but it's, I just don't see it ever ending.
Yeah, I think I like to use, for the best example, is I have a son. He's 7 years old. He's school age. We homeschool. But twice a year, I've got to write a check to a group of people who the vast majority of their property taxes are spent sending other people to the worst school in town. I don't mm-hmm. actually know. There hasn't been any studies. I hear that our public school is a pretty good one. But there's still another private school in town, and it is significantly less costly to send a kid there than it is to send one to our public school, so I think yep. that it's fair to call it the worst school, because it can't possibly provide a better, you know, significantly better education than the one that's cost significantly less. So there's a bunch of people out there that are forcing me to pay to send their kids to the school I would never send my kid to.
Now, Mike, I'm curious. You moved from New Hampshire to move to Oregon. Were you a New Hampshire native?
Well, originally I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and then moved from Boston to New Hampshire in 1984.
So were you a kid back then, right?
Yes.
So this is your first time then moving to a state that has an income tax. That's got to be a shock to the system. Like, I've never had to deal with that. I lived my young adult life in Florida, which doesn't have a state income tax, and then I moved to New Hampshire, which also does not have a state income tax, nor does it have a state sales tax. And you've moved from New Hampshire sort of into the fire, if you will, of Oregon, where they actually have a state income tax, and I believe they also have a sales tax out there, do they not?
No, okay, so the way it's set up is
Oregon
and Washington are kind of mirror opposites. In Oregon, you don't have any sales tax, but you have an income tax. You cross the river over into Washington, you have a sales tax, but no income tax.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the info. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's got to suck moving from a state that has no income tax and then having to deal with that, like all kinds of new forms you've never seen before and new extractions of your wealth. It's got to be frustrating. Check out the Free State Project. If you love liberty, go to freestateproject.org, and you can join the fun here in New Hampshire with other libertarians. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here to dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Coming up, Liberty Maniacs, the t-shirt and cool stuff kind of printing company, they are back under fire legally, this time from the Hillary Clinton campaign. You remember the last time they were attacked for their NSA t-shirt, their coffee cups. You know, they had this logo that made fun of the NSA. Well, now they got another logo making fun of somebody, and they're in some hot water. We'll tell you about that on the way here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, more about the story about the young man who was, and I believe we actually had Lucas Jewell on the show in the past. He used to be Adam Kokesh's manager a long time ago, and now he's in Gainesville, Florida, and he was pulled over for flipping the cops off. He was pulled over while the cops were in a Bearcat, so we can come back to that story as well. Let's go to Tom first in Nashua, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, there's a trend going on in Europe, as I'm sure you've mentioned, about the right to be forgotten.
What's that mean?
Public information that's on the internet about you, it started with a guy who lives in Spain, and his bankruptcy from so many years ago was in the newspaper and on their website. And he filed a legal action against Google because anybody who types in his name would find out that it would be led to this news article from so many years ago about how he went bankrupt. And he didn't like that, even though it was okay for a while, but he supposedly has this right to be forgotten. And
so what happened was the European court actually ruled in his favor, which thereby made it so that Google, continuing to do business in Europe, then started to implement a new policy that would actually allow people to contact them and demand that Google – remove the search results.
And you know what the question would be before a Scottish court?
I don't know. Is this a good joke?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
I think that's an Irish court.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it.
This right to be forgotten really only affects Google, though. That's what's so silly about this, is that you could use any other search engine and find this guy's bankruptcy. This is really ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like he can then turn around and sell and sue all of the other search engines and get similar results. If they ruled against Google that way under civil law, I would suspect they would rule the same way against any other search engine.
Many search engines don't actually have bricks and mortar inside the country.
Well, that's one of the important things, is Google's such a large company. They have offices in a lot of different countries, and so that's why I suggested when it happened, not that anyone in charge of Google's listening to Free Talk Live, but I suggested that it would be in their best interest to just close up shop and leave Europe. Like, hey, if you don't want us to be here providing all these jobs to people, these tech jobs to people in Europe, because you want to tell us how to do our business, we'll just leave. We'll find someplace that's more friendly.
Yeah, there's no reason they have to be in Europe.
They don't.
The signal goes everywhere.
Yeah,
so.
I can only imagine what it would be like if somebody from Brussels decides to write a letter to Free Talk Live demanding that we no longer speak badly about the EU, and Ian receives that letter. How do you think that's going to go, Ian?
We'd either read it on the air or I'd just throw it away.
Right. I mean, like,
would it brussle your jimmies?
Wouldn't brussle them at all. I'd be just amused.
So you can share your thoughts. I think it's terrible what happened with Google. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it was sad to just see them bend over. I mean, I guess they didn't just bend over, right? They did fight it in court. They did their best legally to deal with this. But it's sad to see people just going ahead and jumping through the hoops. Like Amazon, they would have, if they were Amazon in this case, Amazon has shut down distribution facilities, from what I understand. Like, they've left the unfriendly tax, kind of tax the internet states to move their operations to a more friendly place. That's what is my understanding of Amazon, and it would be nice to see Google take the same firm step.
Yeah, I mean, if the big companies are doing that, they kind of have to stop enforcing that. You can't just you could have all the large industry move out of your state, but if industries really did stand up and say, hey, we're not going to be here if you're enforcing these crazy laws,
they'd change how they do it.
They would have to change.
It's true.
It's a costly plan, though.
For a business to take a political risk like that?
Yeah. For one, there are plenty of sycophants out there that will side with the state and
say,
I'm never going to use Google again. They don't like my EU countries and stuff, or whatever it is the hell they're talking about. It amazes me the circular logic of these people and their inability to their unwillingness to call in and articulate it. But nonetheless, it costs a lot of money to move an operation. Ian, if we decided to move some other place, even if it was just across the state in New Hampshire, it would be very costly. And we would manage to keep all of our personnel, but Google's going to lose personnel in a major move of one of their centers. So they're giving up a lot if they choose to take that stand.
What do they call it? Institutional memory or knowledge or something like that, where the collection of all of the people who make up that institution, they add all of this years of experience and knowledge and understanding the product, and then if you just wipe out 50% of that, that's a pretty big hit to the efficiency of that company, because they'd have to retrain people.
In the computer business, they talk about bus value. And that the bus value of a programmer is how much is it going to cost the company if he gets hit by a bus? I've been in a position where it was literally my bus value was bankruptcy. If I got hit by a bus, they were going to go bankrupt because I was their only programmer.
Well, good news, Rich. Now your bus value here for Free Talk Live, very low. Very low.
That's because I talk for free.
Pain and wine.
Ian's, frankly, isn't that high to Free Talk Live anymore. I mean,
no, I've made it so that people can do the stuff that I do in case something like that happens. You never know when that's going
to
happen.
I'd say that mine's a bit higher. I haven't managed to replicate myself in the Free Talk Live sales sphere, but, you know.
Well, if you are a hotshot salesman who knows your stuff, maybe Mark will be working with you when you move to New Hampshire.
That'd be nice.
You never know. So let's get back to the story here about the bear cat. Again, they pulled over a guy for flipping them the bird. The cops dressed up basically like a paramilitary squad. They're all in green with camouflage with the word sheriff emblazoned across their chest. They strapped with a weapon, you know, all kinds of, they've got their dark sunglasses, the whole deal. I mean, they look like they might have ridden in from a battle zone in the Middle East or something like that. The video is about 14 and a half minutes long. I'll link to the full story over on our Facebook and Twitter here in just a moment. But Lucas Jewell, who was their victim on this particular day, didn't let them get away with this. He pulled out a video device, looks, you know, presumably like his phone, because it's got that sort of vertical look to it, which is really annoying to me with video when someone holds their phone vertically instead of horizontally.
I forget it all the time. I do video that way all the time. I just forget.
It's the hallmark of someone who hasn't practiced very much with it.
Yeah.
But still, some video is better than no video, and beggars can't be choosers. So
I think the audio is more important than the video in most
circumstances. It absolutely is. You can have blurry video, but if the audio is clear, it usually is more important, unless something critical happens, like, oh, I don't know, a cop planting a taser on someone, as recently happened in South Carolina. So if you can get both good audio and good video, then you're really knocking it out of the park. And in this case, he did get good audio and video. Like, the video quality is decent. You can see he actually gets out of his car, which is a fairly risky thing to do, by the way.
Agreed.
Because the cops, they get all antsy if you do things that are unusual. Like, they're used to pulling you over and having you sit quietly and wait for them in the the driver's side seat.
Respect my authority.
That's what they're used to. They don't like it when you just hop out and start pointing a camera at them. I mean, he may have put his own personal life in a little more jeopardy by making that decision, but he got better video because of it, so he was able to, you know, get a shot of the bear cat rolling up on him with the blue and red lights flashing on the light bar on the top, the whole deal. And he makes some comment about, you know, how ridiculous this is. So, as Virgil Viduva points out over at truthvoice.com, we can object to this gross display of military force aimed at limiting the free speech of an American, and we ask that you voice your opposition to this abuse by contacting the Alachua County Sheriff. And they've got a Facebook page and a toll-free number here. If you link over to this on our Facebook page and Google, you can get that information. And then they provide plenty of photos of these armed men with, they look like they're from the military. There's nothing about them that does not scream military except for the fact that it says sheriff across their chest.
Well, I got to say, it's this wannabe thing. I think it's twofold.
Many of them were in the military.
Yeah, maybe three. That's point one. So they're used to it and comfortable. They know that it's intimidating, and that, you know, they really wish that they were doing the military thing still, because the military thing carries with it this this element of danger. Police aren't in any danger generally from the public. It's not even one of the top 10 most dangerous jobs.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.